This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. It's your connection to local music and more. And we've all been looking forward to today's show. Guitarist Tommy Emmanuel, legendary Australian fingerstyle guitar player, record producer, musical arranger, is with us in the studio to perform live. And he brought with him Rick Price, who is an Australian singer, songwriter, and producer, who are touring together. They're going to be performing tomorrow night in Springfield at Sangamon Auditorium, and also giving a guitar workshop tonight in Springfield at the Hoogland Center for the Arts. That's from 7 to 9:30 tonight. And I'll just tell you up front that if you're interested in participating in that workshop, it is open to anybody of any skill level. You just need to bring your guitar. There's a small fee, and you need to RSVP in ahead, which you can still do. I'm told the email address is manager@TommyEmmanuel.com if you want to participate in that guitar workshop with Tommy Emmanuel in Springfield. Tommy Emmanuel and Rick Price on Live and Local in just a few moments here on FM 90.9. That was a performance by Los Romeros, the Four Romeros, guitarists performing a first movement of a concerto in B minor for four guitars, originally for four violins by Antonio Vivaldi, and using that here on Live and Local as our kind of a curious introduction to two guitarists who are with us today, performing live on the studio, Tommy Emmanuel, CGP, which means Certified Guitar Player. We might talk about that a little later. And Rick Price, singer-songwriter, both of them from Australia. And Tommy is going to be performing tonight, tomorrow night at Sangamon Auditorium in Springfield. The concert starts at 7:30. And Rick Price also on that concert. And Tommy and also Rick, or just Tommy, giving a workshop tonight?
I'm giving the workshop.
You're tonight, giving the yes. workshop tonight in Springfield.
Rick's doing some laundry and cleaning his dog.
Yes. It's a big dog.
Yeah, I hope so. Did you actually bring a dog?
I did, actually, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, she's incorporated in, you know, into the show.
She's a family member.
But not in the studio with us right now.
Not in the studio right now. No dogs in the studio. Who let the dogs out?
She'd be hogging the microphone.
She would be. She'd be licking it, actually.
Well, you know, that could make for a different kind of show. I don't know that we have stereo to say on your right is Tommy Emmanuel and on your left is Rick Price, but you might figure it out
it's
as we go along.
It's going to hurt in two places at once anyway.
That was Tommy Emmanuel. You know, if I'd have known I was going to have a chance to have you in the studio, then I could have said I've been looking forward to this moment since last spring sometime when you and I actually had a phone conversation.
Yes, we did. That's right.
But I can't say that because I didn't know. So this just came up about a week and a half ago.
Well,
but
thanks for having us in, Kevin.
Well, I really appreciate your coming.
Well, this tour, we're in a tour bus and we kind of sleep on it and live on it. And then we get to a hotel and then, you know, take a shower and have a rest in the hotel. Then we get back on the bus after the show and drive to the next place kind of thing. So we were in Chicago last night on radio till 4 a.m. this morning. And then we left Chicago and drove down here and parked across the road from your studios here, had a couple of hours sleep, and now we're here with you.
That's why we look so fresh.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think any of the three of us have shaved, but this is radio, so nobody needs to see that.
Exactly. Yeah, I am a bit whiskery for radio, but but my radio voice is right there.
We can all do this in the microphone
yeah,
with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, not pass. We would not pass the credit card test as that shaving commercial used
to
go.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So you were on the radio till 4 this morning doing what?
We were on WGN with Steve and Johnny.
No kidding.
Yeah, playing and talking and singing and carrying on, goofing off and having a great time.
Just like we're going to do for the next
exactly.
52 yeah. minutes here on on Live and Local. Well, why don't we just, before we carry on any further, mm-hmm. what pops into your head to play first?
Do you want me to start out today? Shall I kick us off?
Kick us off.
All right, let's do this. This is a song of mine. This is from my new album that'll be out in the new year. And this song is called Locomotivation.
Tommy Emmanuel here on Live and Local. What was the name of that tune again?
Locomotivation. Locomotive.
Yeah.
And motivation. And loco means crazy. So it's crazy motivation.
Nicely done. And it moves along. It sort of chugs along.
Yeah.
I was just initially listening with my headphones on here in this tune, and then I took them off, which was kind of a revelation. And that's a really soft guitar.
It's not super loud.
Yeah.
But it has a nice tone.
Oh, it does. And then, but it almost depends on amplification.
Absolutely.
You know, where other acoustic guitars sometimes, you know, that's what you depend on to make the sound because you don't expect to be amplified.
Well, no, absolutely. I love being amplified. You know, people say, oh, the acoustics are great in this hall. And I say, oh, I don't really care as long as the electrics are good. As long as we got the right PA system, we can make a great sound. When I go on stage and play, there's a microphone inside this guitar and electronics, right? So I cover the hole with a rubber plug. It just goes over the hole. I turn the microphone up full and then pickup up full. I go into a reverb unit and then into an amplifier and then out of those two signals into the PA. And I get the world's biggest acoustic guitar sound. And there it is, and I can totally control it. There's no feedback. There's no And it just sounds wide open. It sounds like when you're in the audience, it sounds like your head is inside my guitar. That's what we're looking for.
Yeah, and a very resonating guitar, and so your head can resonate quite a bit.
Yeah. Well, it's a whole different ball game to classical, you know.
Oh, sure.
A nylon string or a classical guitar is all mid-range. You know, it's really upper and lower mid-range, whereas these guitars have more high-end and more low-end. The amplifier gives you that nice mid-range, which then your ears hear all the frequencies that they like. And also, because I play as a soloist, I think like a band when I'm playing. So when I'm playing a tune where I'm playing the bass part, say I'm playing the bass part with my thumb like that, that's like the left hand of a piano player, isn't it? And then the melody. And to get all that sound and make it sound as big as a band in the audience, that's what I do. I use the PA as my amplifier.
Sure. Do you you're using a thumb pick now? Do you always use a thumb pick, or sometimes
no,
yes, sometimes
I have a straight pick as well.
Do you ever do without the pick on the
yes,
thumb?
Yes, I do. You want to hear that?
Sure.
Okay. Here's a little bit of a song without any picks. Here you go. This is a song I wrote a long time ago called Since We Met.
Oh, that was lovely.
Thank you.
How you started playing guitar? I understand when you were four. How long have you been writing songs?
Since I was about nine. I wrote my first song when I was nine, and I discovered that because I learned to play the guitar through learning songs, and that's still what I do today. You know, and I never had any formal training. I don't read music. I never had a teacher, a formal teaching as such. I basically begged, stole, and borrowed everything I possibly could get my hands on and learn from everybody I came into contact with. But I learned to play guitar and understand the construction of a song and how it works. And I discovered the importance of a melody against a chord, you know. I think I kind of worked out in my own way what notes sounded good against a chord, you know, that kind of thing. It's like with a song that everybody knows, like yesterday. Da da da, just that sound. Da 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 da. Yeah, just hearing how the notes worked against the chord kind of gave me ideas to experiment myself, and I really fell in love with songwriting. I mean, it's the most challenging and inspiring part of playing music is actually writing it, you know, because it's totally inspired. You know, a songwriter waits patiently for inspiration and a good idea that'll set you on fire, and then you use all your things that you've learned in the craft of songwriting to try and bring that music out, you know?
Well, and then, of course, you lay it out there in front of the audience and hope that your inspiration actually turned out to be their inspiration, too.
Well, you hope that it moves them, yeah, and that it takes them on a journey. I try to write music that tells stories without words, you know, that paints a picture in your mind.
You know, I was going to ask this a little bit later, but I'm going to ask it now. When you and I did have this phone conversation sometime in the spring on the show, mm-hmm, you were talking about how to write a song. And I think I had asked you what makes a good song. And one of the songs I used as an illustration, and I loved the way you talked about it, was Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Mm. But, of course, it was a phone conversation, and you didn't get to play it.
Right.
And I wondered if you'd do that now.
Oh, thank you for asking. Absolutely. I mean, one of the greatest songs ever written. Just everything about it it's perfect. This is one of the most perfect songs ever written. And the message is so beautiful as well. And when I play this song, I try to play the melody like it's the singer. The singer's singing, and then I provide the backing. So, you know, you get... Somewhere,
You looked at me for just a second right at the end.
Mm-hmm.
What did that mean?
I said to you, I'm coming to the end.
Ah, as if I were playing with you, right?
Exactly.
That was really beautiful. You know,
thank you.
So many people take songs and then stylize them and mess with them.
I hate that.
And everything you did there just embellished, supported, enhanced.
Thank you.
It was really beautiful.
Yeah, I get very mad when I hear people going. I could kill them, you know. I could shoot them.
Well, and you added that one rhythmic element to it, but that was done with a lot of affection.
One day I'll wish upon a star. Yeah.
You can still sing it.
That's right. Yeah, everything you do, you must be able to sing to, you know.
And I really do think I've got the best seat in the house because I took my headphones off for that too, and it just makes it even more intimate an experience
with
time, which I'm really loving.
Well, I hope the folks out there listening are enjoying it.
I'm sure they are. It's just Tommy Emmanuel here on Live and Local on FM 90.9 with Rick Price, who will be here in just a moment. Support for our WYLL today comes in part from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, who, along with Chef Benjamin, will hold a 200-wine catered benefit gala for Crisis Nursery on October 1st. From 6 to 9 p.m. at the Refinery on John Street in Champaign. Tickets are available at the Corkscrew and the Refinery. Information at 217-337-7704.
So you get your wine in Champaign.
Actually, Corkscrew is in Urbana, which sort of messes that, but nice try.
Mm-hmm.
The reason Tommy Emmanuel and Rick Price are here is really twofold. They are performing together tomorrow night at Sangamon Auditorium in Springfield. That starts at 7:30, and if you want tickets, you can, of course, go to the door or in advance, 800-207-6960. Or even better, because then you can see everything else that Sangamon Auditorium has, which is really quite a nice lineup this year. It's uis.edu/Sangamon Auditorium.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot to remember, isn't it?
It was a mouthful as well, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. And then tonight, Tommy Emmanuel giving a guitar workshop in Springfield at the Hoogland Center for the Arts. That's from 7 to 9:30. And so it's open to all skill levels, and bring your guitar. If you want to get a reservation, you can do it by emailing manager@TommyEmmanuel.com.
That's right. That's my manager, Gina. She'll take care of you.
And she's out in the awesome.
The
lobby.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I want to talk about the instructional thing in a little bit, but...
Let's
introduce Rick Price.
Hello. I've got a great seat, too. I was enjoying myself as well.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Did you try with the headphones off?
No, I don't need to.
Yeah,
I've got one on and one off.
I've got the best of both worlds. I'm looking at a CD of yours, Rick, called Rick Price Revisited. Is this your most recent?
Yes, it is. That's acoustic versions of songs that have been popular for me in Australia. So it's a collection of songs that I recorded over the years, but re-recorded them in an acoustic, you know, sort of style. So when I'm going out and playing, I'm opening the show for Tommy. And so I can just come out and play acoustically by myself. Sometimes piano and guitar, but mostly piano and voice, but mostly guitar and voice. So it's a good representation of how the songs sound live.
Let's hear a sample, since you're live in our studio.
Wash me down. I'm in trouble when I'm sinking down, caught up in this struggle, stuck out on the wrong side of town. I know you won't forsake me, help me rise above, let your spirit take me down to the river. Wash my soul in your water, turn me around, and I'll surrender all like I order when I go down to the river of love.
dip my hands in your water. It's so cool and clear, pouring down from the altar. There's healing here, and I know you won't forsake me. You help me rise above, yeah. Let your spirit take me down to the river of love. And wash my soul in your water. Turn me around, and I'll surrender all like I ought.
That was fun. That was a lot of fun. That's a great song. And you probably might have been hard to tell in the listening audience that actually after a while there were actually two guitars going on there and two percussive effects going on there. Rick started out with percussion on the instrument, which is kind of interesting. First of all, let me say Rick Price here on Live and Local on FM 90.9 with Tommy Emmanuel. Do you both have the same guitar? Or just about.
Yeah, they're both
like
Maiden guitars. That one there, I picked that one out for you at the factory about 1994. I got that
he's
one
been trying to pluck it off me ever since.
he's got a great one there. But mine's from 2003.
So. But it makes for a nice match sound. Now, yours is from 2003, but it looks way worse than his.
Well,
because
that little baby's taking a beating over
there. Yeah, I mean, Rick
this
start-
is 95.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you started with the percussion thing, but that's, you know, that's a big deal, sort of an interesting aspect of all your shows is the percussion. That
well,
you turn your instrument into a percussion instrument and it gets really messed up physically.
It do. Well, you know, I've got it kind of marked up and I play it with a brush, like a drummer's plastic brush as well. And I do things like I purposely mess the face up so I can get that kind of sound, so I can play like a bass part with my left hand and a drum part with my right. So you get
ladies and gentlemen, that's just a left-handed guitar player. There is no plucking going on as you're listening.
That's what that is.
Yeah. Now, I trust that in any of the songs, you're not going to be whacking on our microphones here today.
No,
right?
But I do that.
Yeah, but you do that in the show.
And I carry my own microphones. I wouldn't do it to somebody's microphone.
Yeah, no, that was a lot of fun. I saw you at the Virginia Theater in Champaign. It was
a great
show.
Well, thank you.
And you brought with you there a guitarist who was from England, whose name I don't remember.
Clive Carroll.
Yeah, he was wonderful.
One of my favorites. Isn't he brilliant?
Yeah, so how do you choose the guys you want to tour with?
Well, for a start off, first of all, I like to have people on the road with me that I like as people that I love, and also that will really do something great for the audience, you know, and people who deserve to be heard, who need to be heard. And if I can put them in front of more people than some little club or whatever, then that makes me feel like I'm doing something good for them, because, you know, people have done it for me over the years and put me in wonderful places in front of audiences who didn't know me from Adam, and that's a great place to be, you know. It's mostly friends of mine who are incredibly talented, who deserve to be heard, and who make the whole night even that much more special, you know, and allows me to have, there's a yin and yang in the show, you know. Rick comes out and just blows people away with his vocals, his songs, his presence, his whole presentation, but it's completely different to what I do. And then at the end of the show, him and I sing some songs together, which is a little different for him too, you know. But it just makes the night nice and balanced. And the only time I bring another instrumentalist is if there's someone as good as Clive, you know, in that league, Clive or Stephen Bennett or Frank Vignola, people like that who play in a different way. So the audience don't get the same. Like, there are a lot of guys who play a lot like me who are always asking, can they open for me? And it's like, it wouldn't be a good idea, you know, because I'm going to come out and play, and they're going to sound like they're trying to do what I'm doing, and it's not really not fair on them, you know. You're better off to have a contrasting sure. person out there.
Oh, it's funny you mentioned Frank Vignola. He was actually here a couple weeks ago in the studio with his trio. Yeah.
Well, Frank and I have recorded an album together, which
really?
Will be out before Christmas.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's called Just Between Frets, and it's it'll be out on Solid Air Records.
So is this kind of an equal duo? Or
yes. Or it's Frank and Gary Mazzaroppi, the bass player from New York City.
Oh, yeah, he was here, yep.
Yep, and myself, just the three of us.
Oh, that's going to be a treat. That'll be and so we'll find it on your website, I assume.
It'll be announced, yeah.
TommyEmmanuel.com.
Yeah.
And Rick, your website is, I have the one for CP Artists. Is that the best one to go to?
Yes, you can go there, or you can go to www.rickprice.com.au.
Got AU Australia. Australia. Mm-hmm. All right. Good. You want to do something solo, one of you, or
we can do something
together,
or that might be nice.
Yeah. Yeah. We can do whatever you like.
Let's do something completely. We'll do something that is completely unexpected for you. Are you ready?
Okay. All right.
Rick just played a Chinese piece called Tuning. Thank you. Take a stroll down memory lane now.
Here we go. Wake up, little Susie, wake up. Wake up, little Susie, wake up. We've both been sound asleep. Wake up, little Susie, and weep. The movie's over, it's 4 o'clock, and we're in trouble deep. Wake up, little Susie, wake up, little Susie. Well, what am I gonna tell you, Mom? What we gonna tell you, Pop? What we gonna tell our friends when they say, ooh la la, wake up, little Susie. Wake up, little Susie. Here comes Ricky Boy.
Well, I told your mama that we'd be in by 10.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Susie, baby, looks like we're good again.
Wake up, little Susie. Wake up, little Susie. We gotta go home. Wake up, little Susie, wake up. Wake up, little Susie, wake up.
The movie wasn't so hot. It didn't have much of a plot. We fell asleep, our goose is cooked. Our reputation is shot. Wake up, little Susie. Wake up, little Susie.
Well, what are we gonna tell you, Mom? What are we gonna tell you, Pop? What are we gonna tell our friends when they say, la, la, wake up, little Susie. Wake up, little Susie. Wake up, little Susie. Wake up, little Susie. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ah, na, na.
Oh, yeah.
That was a trip.
Yeah.
Tommy Emmanuel and Rick Price. Yeah, I couldn't remember who did that.
The Everly Brothers.
Everly Brothers. Jeez, I can't.
Another Chet Atkins.
It was
connection.
Forever. Or is that a
Chet produced the Everly Brothers?
Did he really?
All those hits. Yeah.
For those who don't know, Tommy Emmanuel and Rick Price here on Live and Local. Tommy Emmanuel, I mentioned at the outset, he carries the initials after his name of CGP, of Certified Guitar Player.
Some people say corny guitar player.
That is becoming apparent why they might say that. but that was a designation bestowed upon you by the late Chet Atkins, who was a mentor of yours.
Indeed he was. I mean, he was a mentor and an idol to millions, really, people all around the world. No matter where I go on this planet, there are Chet Atkins fans, which is an amazing feat for a boy from East Tennessee, from extreme poverty. And, you know, Chet was incredibly gifted and talented, but hardworking and... a man of incredible focus and generosity, you know, and he was much more than a mentor to me. He was like a father to me, you know, and we were very, very close.
It seems that aspects of your life and career have sort of mirrored his. I mean, you didn't exactly start out with all the money in the world.
No. Well, that's the other thing. There are so many parallels in my life and Chet's and mine and Rick's as well. We both were in show business very early. Even though I was the rhythm player in the band, I was always the front man, you know. And every band I've ever been in where there's been a lead singer, it's still, we share the stage, you know. I've never felt natural to be just a player standing back there. I've always wanted to be part of the whole thing and be out there in front to make a connection with the people, you know. And it's not something that I think about as in that I've got to be, you know, seen, I'm going to be in more light than the other guy on the stage. It's not coming from that point of view at all. It's just, I'm just following whatever my natural feelings are. You know, I'm doing what comes natural to me in every way. And it's a great life to be in music. I was only saying this last night that, you know, I feel so fortunate to have been born where I was born and when I was born, because all the people that I idolized, Chet Atkins, Les Paul, Duane Eddy, Hank Marvin from The Shadows, and people like that, I got to know them all really well. I got to play with them. And it's like, imagine if you were a painter and you got to hang out with Picasso. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing, you know? It's the same principle. If you were a piano player and you got to hang out with Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, you know, it's like... I still can't believe it sometimes, the things that have happened in my short lifetime. I've only been here for 54 years, and I feel like I'm just starting, but so much has happened, you know?
And it really does seem so completely natural. Just, I mean, you're very natural to be around. I mean, just this little bit of experiencing you here in the studio, which part of the persona.
Rick and I actually have a secret weapon.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
You know what that secret weapon is?
I'm afraid to ask.
We're just ourselves all the time.
That's the best way to go.
That's the way to go.
The tune you played before was really well together and so on. Did you have you performed before this tour together?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You want to say?
Yeah, we go way back in the early days, probably the 80s or late, even late 70s, early 80s. We met in Sydney, Australia, and I sort of found myself becoming the singer of Tommy's band in the mid-80s, somewhere around there, and we toured a lot together, and I was the singer in Tom's band. And then we sort of both went our separate ways and started making our own records, you know, and Tom was very successful, and I got signed to a big label and started making my own records as well. And then we joined forces again in about 1995 and toured together.
Yeah, like we're doing now, you know. You know, I would open and play a couple of songs, and then Rick would come out and sing. We'd sing a couple together. Then I'd go off, and he would sing, you know, a medley of his hit. And then I'd open the second part of the show and play a bit, and then Rick would come back out. And so it was a really wonderful way to tour and to play it for us to reach different audiences. In our own way.
We've played a lot of different things over the years.
We also have a lot of parallels in the sense that when we were younger, we were both into playing guitar, bass, drums, into songwriting, into singing, and we both had a lot of experience in studio and learn from a lot of different musical situations. And we found ourselves, you know, being booked all the time to play on commercials and people's records and stuff like that. And, you know, Rick could easily go from guitar to keyboard to bass to drums and sing backing vocals and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, he was completely multi-talented. And I was a studio drummer, a studio bass player. I could play banjo, mandolin, you know, guitar, write a song and do a funny voice or whatever, you know, whatever it took.
Well, that explains why you two are so well in sync. You know, that's a long history. Do you ever bring any of those other instruments with you?
Well, Rick does occasionally. Rick's got a nice Wurlitzer piano, and he gets a great sound from it. And quite a lot of times when we're playing the bigger theaters, they have grand pianos, and Rick will jump on the piano and sing and play.
You ever bring the mandolin or any of those other things?
Me? Oh, no. I'm not that good at it. But I can kind of fake it, but yeah. once you've been around Byron Berline and people like that, you just leave it to them and Ricky Skaggs.
Well, let's hear something you are good at. Why don't you play the guitar for us?
All right, thank you. All right. Here's a song of mine called The Endless Road. Thank you. Some serious sustain going on there.
Yeah, there you go. The Endless Road, a song by and performed by Tommy Emmanuel, right here in Studio F on Live and Local.
There you go.
Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
It's really a treat to have both you guys in here, Tommy Emmanuel with Rick Price. They're going to be performing tonight. They're going to be performing tomorrow night at Sangamon Auditorium on the campus of University of Illinois Springfield at 7:30. And Tommy is given a workshop tonight for any guitarist who wants to show up, provided
you
pre-register.
Absolutely. Even if you don't want to play, just want to listen, that's fine. If you want to play, that's great. Don't feel nervous about it, you know, because I don't really care if you're good, bad, or in between. As long as I see you love it, I'll do anything to help you.
And that's at the Hoogland Center for the Arts in Springfield, 7 to 9:30. To make your reservation, you can still do that by email at manager@TommyEmmanuel.com, and that's EMMANUEL. I want to mention, before we talk about some of these workshops that you do, some of our other calendar items, things that people can go see and hear. Violist Rudolf Hocken is giving a concert tonight of music by living composers. That's on the campus of the University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign at the Music Building Auditorium. That's at 7:30 tonight. In downtown Champaign, a thing called Art and Soul, spelled S-O-L, live street performances of various kinds. That's from 6 to 9:15 tomorrow night. Tomorrow night on the campus of Illinois State University in Normal, a faculty recital by pianist Carlin Marinas. That is at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. And looking ahead just a little bit, Parkland College Theater presenting Lend Me a Tenor. For the next few weekends, and that is Wednesday at 7:30, and I'll tell you other performances as the week progresses.
There were several people who said that to me yesterday in the street in Chicago. Can you lend me a tenor?
That's true. Yeah, did you?
I did.
Yeah, well, that's good of you. Our programs today on FM 90.9 made possible by Parkland Art Gallery at Parkland College, seeking to expand appreciation of various art forms, promote the development of artists' talent, and encourage aesthetic awareness. The gallery's exhibitions and educational programs are offered free of charge to the public. That's a nice segue to the idea of promoting the development of artists' talent, which, Tommy Emmanuel, you seem bent on doing with workshops and other things.
Workshops is a nice way of handing on whatever I can and hearing people, because, you know, one of the great things about doing a workshop is just about every time someone will get up and play and they'll do something really unusual or extraordinary or just really heartfelt, and it makes the whole experience so great, you know. I always approach workshops from the point of view of I'm an example to the people of someone who makes a living playing the guitar. I don't do anything else. I just play the guitar. My family depend on me for keeping a roof over their head and food in their belly and clothes on their back. So I better have it together. Amen.
Amen.
And so, you know, I can approach it from that point of view, you know, like an almost practical point of view. But, you know, I get asked all sorts of questions, and so it gives me a chance to speak just from a reality point of view of what it's like to, what it takes to get a show together, to build a reputation, to write songs, and the whole thing, you know. I tell people whatever they need to hear, or if they want to talk about, you know, contracts or lawyers or management or whatever, you know, we talk about that as well. But I try to fit in as much music and answer as many questions as I can in the time that I have.
And if somebody's got a technical issue, you can help them solve that.
We definitely sort it out. Yeah, but most of the time, a lot of people want to come along and jam on a song. So, you know, we play something together as well.
That's got to be a treat if you have a whole bunch of guitarists
good
in the room.
Oh, it's great fun.
Yeah. We have about 7 minutes left on the show. We ought to hear something.
I can do the
else.
Minute waltz seven times.
You could do that. Can you do the minute waltz?
I can do it in 30 seconds.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Go right ahead.
You know, the one I really like is the gravy waltz. You remember that?
I don't.
Yeah, that's called the gravy waltz.
I
it's
don't,
all those people who eat biscuits out there.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that's right.
Well, we could do something nice yeah. for you like this. Up your daughters, we're going to sing at them.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Emmanuel and Rick Price here on Live and Local on FM 90.9.
You can.
Yeah, were you awake when you came in here?
Yeah.
I know you were sleeping out in the tour bus just out
there. We had a little nap out there.
Well, we really appreciate your coming in today. That was a lot of fun.
Thanks for having us. We'd like to thank our mothers for having us as well.
We all thank your mothers for having you. Thanks. Tommy Emmanuel and Rick Price performing tomorrow night at Sangam and Auditorium in Springfield at 7:30. Tommy giving a workshop tonight in Springfield, Hoogland Center for the Arts at 7 o'clock. And you can get in on that at manager@TommyEmmanuel.com.
Exactly. I'd like to say a big thanks to Mike in the control room there. He's done a great job with the sound for us. Thank you, Mike.
Mike Pritchard is our sound engineer for all of our shows here on Live and Local. And
you're a lucky man.
We are.
And thanks for having us, Kevin.
It's a treat. Want to take us out with something quiet?
Sure.